Yeril, we're holding Daf Ayin. We'll just start over again, last Mishnah, on Daf Samech Tesam Aveis. Again, the Mishnah says, Amavakera Samakasha Leilud, when a behemoth is given birth to its Bechor, so Machata Chever Evru Mashlech Leklovim. If you want to, when the Uber starts to come out, the first part of it that comes out, you can cut it off, and it has no Kedushas Bechor yet, and therefore you let it throw it to the Klovim. Vashenkin Yotzer Ruboy, once Roiv of the Vlad, once Roiv of the Uber comes out, then harayzei yikarva, then has already kedushas bechor on it, and now you can't stop give it to your klovim, but you have to bury it. And v'nifteres min abchor, no matter what you do, even if you cut it off piece by piece, that piece when it was cut off did not have a kedusha, but now that rove came out, it's called a pet erechem, and therefore the next animal that comes out does not have kedushas bechor on it. Now the Gemara says, if we learn like this, what's going to be yotze shlish if one third of the uba, one third of the bechor came out? And right away the owner sold that third to a guy. And then because of Yotzeh Shachar, then another third, like then Rav of the animal came out. So what's the locha? Now the shadow is, when exactly is the Gedushas Bechor chal upon this Vlad? If it was already chal the Gedushas Bechor, so rather than the owner cannot sell it to a guy, it belongs to a Kayin. But if the Gedusha was not chal yet, then he has a right to sell it to a guy. And if the mechir to the goy is chal, so that's called the yad akum b'yemsa, the Gemara Bechorah says, that then you put them in abchor. That's the machlokes. Rav Huna v'al ma kodesh, the kedush is chal, and melo the mechir is botel. Rav Ramano ain't a kodesh, the kedush is not chal, and therefore the mechir is chal. It's like this, Rav Huna v'al ma kodesh, the kedush is chal, why kesav reholds the mefreya kodesh. That means v'chivin and ofak leruba, once rave of the uba, once rave of the behemah of the bechor comes out, is the Gloy Milsel Mafreya comes out to be seen as Lama Freya at the beginning, to Mikore Havi Kodesh, and every piece that came out had a Kedusha on it. So therefore, when you sold it, it's like you sold the Bechor to a Goy, and you have no right to sell the Bechor to a Goy. Therefore, it's Kodesh, and the Mechir is not Chal. No, my deserving, not that you sold La Loy Klum Zov, and you didn't sell anything. That's Rav Huna Svara. But Rabbi holds no. Ain't a Kodesh. Kedusha is not Chal upon this Bechor. Why? Because Kesava, because Rabba holds, Mikan Olobo Kodesh, that no, if the rave of the animal, of the Uber, comes out, that's when it's first Chal, the Kedushas Bechor on it. If it's over here, since he sold the first third, so Mad is Zoven, that he sold, Shap is Zoven, is very good that he sold it, because at that time there's no Kedushas Bechor yet on it. So once he sold it to a Goy, now a Goy owns one third of this Uber, and therefore now when rave comes out, when the Kedushas is supposed to be Chal, it's not Chal. Because it's called Yad Akum B'Yemsa, since the guy owns part of this Uber, therefore there's no Kedushas Bechor Chal on it. So that's the Machlokes B'Kitzur between Rab and Rav Huna, when exactly is the Kedushas Bechor Chal? They both agree it's only after Roiv of the animal comes out, but the Shalur is the Chal Amafreya, or is it only Mikan Labo? And the Gemara says, V'Yozla Tamar, they both go according to their own reasoning. The Yitma will learn like this, what's going to be Yotze Shlish Derech Doifim? That the first third of the Uber came out through the side, Rashi says it means through Sam, through medicine, or they cut there, and then Ushleish Shlish Derech Rechem. The second third came out through the Rechem, through the womb. And we know the Kedushas Bechor is Tolian, it has to come out through the Rechem. So Rav Huna says, Ain't a Kodesh, Kedushas is not Chal. It's not called, it has no Kedushas Bechor, since the first third came out through the Rech, through the Doifin, not through the Rechem. Rabbi Rama no Kodesh. Rabbi says, yes, it is Chal Kedushas Bechor on this Uber. Why? Rav Huna says the Kedush is not Chal on this animal, this Bechor. Rav Huna goes according to his own reasoning. The Yom that he owes the Mafreya Kodesh, that's Chal Mafreya, as if to say, Veruba Kamo Leisi Berechem. According to Rav Huna, it's all totally upon the first Roiv when it came out of the animal. That's when the Kedush has to be Chal. See, since the beginning of the first third, it was done through the doifin, not through the rechem. So when it finished off, that half of the animal came out, when rove of the animal came out, rove was not through the derech rechem, therefore at the time when the kedusha is supposed to be chal, it's not chal, and therefore it's not chal the kedusha. Rabbi says, though, Kodesh, yes, kedusha's bechor is chal upon the suber. Why? Again, Rabbi goes according to his own reasoning. The yom that he says, mikan alabo kodesh, that the kedusha is not chal at the beginning, but it's only chal after Rav comes out. And so, v'ruba derech rechem nofak. It doesn't make enough meaning, it's the first Rav or the second Rav. Like over here, it was only the first third of the uba that came out through the daifin, through the side. But the next two thirds came out through the rechem. So Lamaisa Roiv of the animal did come out through the Rechem. So since according to Rabbah, it does not have to be Chal at the beginning, could even be Chal later, Chal Mikana Labo, when Roiv of the Uba comes out through the Rechem, that gives its Kedushas Bechor. Here Lamaisa Roiv of the Uba came out through the Rechem, therefore it has a Kedushas Bechor on this Uba, on the blood. The Gemara says Utsrich, we need this Machlokes between Rabbah and Rafuna, both cases. The Yashmin above would have just heard the first Machlokes, where you sold the animal to a guy after a third came out. It could be maybe behokom a Rafuna. Only over there does Rafuna say the Kedushas Chal Mafreya Mishum Lekula. Whereas he doesn't want to go Lekula, he doesn't want to say that the Mechira to the Yakam is Chal. So therefore, like to say the Mechira was Chal would be a Mekol, therefore he doesn't want to go Lekula, he doesn't want to be lenient, but rather Rafuna will be Machman to say the Kedushas Chal Mafreya and the Mechira is not Chal. Abu Bahach, when the second Machlek is over here, If Rav Huna really holds that svara, it has to be Chal Mafreya to the Chumra. Like maybe over here to say that svara, you're going to pata the Bechor. You're going to say it has no Kedushas Bechor. So maybe over here we'll go to Chumra to say like Rabbah, to say maybe the Kedushas Chal first later. As maybe the Chumra you would say the Kedushas Chal later. Is therefore any more than Rabbah? Maybe Rav Huna would agree to Rabbah. So if I need the Machlokes both cases to tell me no, that Rav Huna really holds Lakuda and Lachumra, that the Kedusha is Chal Mafreya. That when as soon as the first rave comes out, we consider that the Kedusha has to be Chal Mafreya from the first coming out. And therefore, if it came out through the Rechem, even though you sold it to a guy, nothing doing, the Kedusha is already Chal. But here, when the first third came out through the Doifin, not through the Rechem, it was not Kaddish Kedusha's Bechorim, and therefore, it would not be Kaddish. So if I need the Machlokes both cases. And again, the Gemara of Ayin Amar Aleph says, "Vietma Boho." We would have just heard the Machlokes in the second case, where the first third came out through the Doifin. I would have thought to say, maybe Boho Koma Rabba. Maybe over here is Rabba Mach Mil Chumra to say, the Kedusha is Chal Mikan Labo later on. As if they said, the Kedusha should be Chal upon this Uber. And here it does not hold like Rav Huna to go to Kulu to say, the Kedusha is not Chal. Avo Boho, but in the first case, where there will be a Chumra to say, the Kedusha is first Chal Mikan Labo. I mean, there will be a chumra to say the kedusha is chal mafreya, and to say that the mechira to the goy is not chal. Ema, maybe I would say that moidele Rav Huna, maybe Rabbah would agree to Rav Huna the chumra to say the kedusha is chal mafreya, and therefore that you sold to the goy is not chal at all. Is tzricha. Therefore, neither machlokes both words tell us no that both Rabbah and both Rav Huna hold their shittis, both lekula and the chumra. That Rabbah holds the Kedusha's first Chal Mikana Labor means as long as Roiv, and when Roiv of the animal comes out through the Rechem, that's when Kedusha's Bechor is Chal. And Rav Huna holds no, it always has to be Chal Mafreya. That after exactly Roiv of the animal comes out, now it has to be that Lamafreya, the beginning of the coming out, that was all part of the Kedusha. That all gave it its Kedusha. So the beginning also has to be through the Rechem. And if the first third was not through the Rechem, it would not have a Kedusha's Bechor. Now the Gemara is going to go to bring a proof from our Mishnah. Tonight we learn to our Mishnah, Hamavakeres Hamakashilelid. If you have this animal that's giving birth to its first Bechor, to its first offspring, and it's having a hard time. So it says in the Mishnah, Mechatech Eberever, when the first hand like comes out, you're allowed to cut off that hand, and Mashman has no Kedusha yet, and therefore Mashnech Leklovim, if you want, you can throw it to the dogs. So my love isn't the Mishnah talking about even the case of Mechatech Umaniach, that when the first hand of the Uber comes out, the fetus comes out, you cut it off and you put it on the floor. And then when the second hand comes out, you cut that off and also put it down on the floor. So I say, after Roiv, if it comes out, you have it all in front of you. And still, the Mishnah still says, you're allowed to throw it all to the Klovim. So the question is, V'yam, you're going to tell me, like Rav Huna says, that L'mafreyehu Kodosh, now that Roiv of the Uber came out, now it's Chal the Kedusha L'mafreya, as if we say when the first pieces came out, it had a Kedusha's Bechor on it, is so Yikovim Miboilei. The Mishnah should have said, you have to bury these pieces right now. How could the Mishnah say, let us throw it to the Klovim? Bishlem, according to Rabbah, it's very good. If the Kedusha's first Chal Mekana Labo, it's only what comes out afterwards, is Kodesh. But the first pieces that you cut off already, they had no Kedusha's Bechor, it's good, you can give it to the dogs. But according to Rav Huna, that the Kedusha is Chal Mafreya, and the Havaminu is you have the pieces here in front of you, so Lechura now it should be Chal Kedusha's Bechor on them. How could you give them to the dogs? You should have to bury them. Samura says, Lloyd, it's not Pshan the Mishnah. Hocho b'mayaskinen. You know what we're talking about in our Mishnah? B'mechatechu mashlich. When the first hand comes out, you cut it off and you throw it right away to the dogs. So therefore, even according to Rav Huna, no kedushas chal until roiv comes out. But what's going to be in the case of mechatechu meniach? But let's say you cut off a hand and put it down on the floor, and then the second one you cut off and put down on the floor, and when right where the animal comes out, you have it in front of you. Mari, what do you want to tell me then? The din should be covered, should have to bury it. If that's true, according to Rav Huna, that's what should come out. So if that's really true, if so, add the Tani Sefer. Why does it say in the Sefer the Mishnah? Yotzer Rubai. Once Rav of the Uber comes out, now it's Chal Kedush Rana, therefore you cover. So even if the Mishnah also says what? That now it's already Potem Min Abchor, means that if it has another baby, later, another Uber lady, later, that's not Abchor anymore. Because this first one was the Pet Rechem. But Akoporim says clearly, Mashmo ni Yotzeruba Yikover. Mashmo, now what comes out afterwards, that's Yikover. So the Chura question is, Liflug Listener by the day, why doesn't the Mishnah divide up the Rashi and say like this? That the medver mamurim, when do I say that you let it throw the pieces of this bechor to the klovim? The mechatecho mashlech ever. Only if each piece that you cut off when it comes out, right away you throw it to the dogs. Then we say you're allowed to give it to the dogs, because since rov did not come out yet, it's not chal kedushas bechor on it. But what's going to be in the case of mechatech, when the first arm comes out, you cut it off, omeniach, and you put it down. And then when Rov comes out, like you have all the pieces in front of you, you cover and Echnami, then the din should be is that now it's Chalik Dushas Bechor on all the pieces, they should have to bury them all. Saka, the Mishnah doesn't say the Chiddush even in the Rashi's case, that even though each piece, when it came out, you cut it off, but if you have all Rov here, you should have a Chiyuv to bury it. So Gemara answers, yes, and Echnami, Hochi Nami Koma. This is what the Mishnah means to say, that B'med V'Rom Amurim, when does the Rashi of the Mishnah say that I'm of a kara samakasha leilat mechatech ever umashlich leklovim? When is that alocha the mechatech umashlich? Only if the piece you cut off right away you throw to the dog before rov comes out. Avo mechatov meniach. Let's say you cut off pieces and you leave it there until rov comes out. Then the Mishnah means to say nasa. That's as if kimishiyotzer rubai, as if rov of the vlad came out already. And Melis Chal Kedushas Bechor on all these pieces, and therefore you cover, you'll have a chiyuv to bury even these pieces that you cut off already. That's the way Rav Huna would learn Pshat in our Mishnah. So therefore our Mishnah is not a kasha in Rav Huna, but Rav Huna could also learn very good according to his Pshat our Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Boi Ravo. Rav has a shadow like this. What's going to be Holchu B'Yevorim Achor Roiv? Do we go after the limbs, after Roiv of the limb? So Mustafa, it has to do whether it's called the Yalud later or not. That's the halacha when Rav of the Uber, Rav of the fetus comes out, that's called a later. What's going to be if Rav of it comes out is only a later with a worm, with Rav of the Aver? So Rav of the limb, is that considered you go Bosser Rav or not? Or the Mar says, maybe you don't go Bosser Rav. You don't go Bosser the limbs to make it a Rav. Like we'll soon see what the Shaila is. Gemara says, "Hey, Yudam, what are we talking about over here? Let me, if you want to tell me, Kogarin Shiyot So Roiv Beniat Aver, that Roiv of the animal went out, and what was Maslim Roiv of the Uber that came out was the Miat of the arm. Let's say Miat of one Aver means Roiv of that arm is still inside the womb. Just the Miat, a small part of it went out, and with that small part out, now it's sort of like Roiv of the animal is outside, and becoming boiled. We have a shout like this." This little bit that's outside, again, that roiv of the animal, roiv of the uber, is outside, but only what makes up the roiv is, let's say, the arm, a little bit of the arm is out. Now, only a meat of the arm is outside, that makes up roiv of it. Now, that little bit of the arm that's outside, roiv of the arm that was inside. So maybe my shadler is hi muta de broi, that little bit of the arm that's outside, bosa roiv, the aver shadinale. Should we put it Basa Roiv of the arm itself, and since Roiv of the arm is still inside the womb, maybe it's considered like the whole arm is inside, and therefore it's not considered like Roiv of the animal was not already? Let's put this meat of the arm that's outside the womb, Bosa Roiv of the Uber, Rove of the fetus, with this arm is outside. So maybe it's called Kilodomi. Maybe that's the Shaila. So Mara says, no, Pshita, that can't be a Shaila. If so, it's Poshid, the Loi Shavkina Ruba the Uber, for sure would make this meat of the arm go after Rove of the Uber that's outside. Avada would go after Rove of the Uber, and you know, you can't leave over the Rove of the Uber. For Yadlin the boss of Rove Eva, it doesn't make any sense to go boss for the Rove of the Eva, the Rove of the arm that's inside. Pshita, this meat that's outside, should go boss the Rove of the Uber that's outside. And therefore, of course, it's called Kiludami. That can't be a Shaila. Ella, rather, Rav Shaila was like this. Ella, Kagoin Sheyotza Chetziv. I'll tell you, know that half of the animal is outside. Only half of it was really born so far. But Baroi Vaver, out of this half, Rove of the arm is outside. In other words, that Mitzias, only half of the animal is out. But half of is out means the arm, Rove of the arm is out, that makes up half. So the question is becoming Boyulei, Hohum Miyutu de Begavoi, the rest of the arm, the little part of the arm that's still inside the womb, Mao, what's the locha, Lemishdaya Basu Rove Vaver? Should we throw that meat as if it's also born, as if it's outside already? Since the robe of the arm is outside, maybe the meat inside is also considered like it's outside already. And if you consider it like that, then Roiv is outside, the Habashem of Yelud. Or maybe no, since the Maisa only Machzah is outside, the Machzah is still inside, even though robe of the Aver is outside, but the meat that's inside is still inside. So maybe it's not called Yelud. That's the Shaila. On this Tashma coming here, it says, Yotza Rubai, if robe of the Uba, robe of the Uba, the fetus comes out, I raise the cover, then it's chalak bishus b'choron, and you have to bury it. So my ruba, what does the Mishnah mean to say if rove comes out? Ilay maruba mamish to mamish rove of the animal comes out. For the more ad hashtalei hashminu the ruba chula. Didn't we know before this that there's a chal of rove chula? We know this chal already. Ed olav isn't the case talking about. We're going sheyotze chetzio b'rove aver. Must be our case that only really half of the animal, half of the uba came out. But in that half there's rove of the aver, rove of an arm. And we say that the meat inside is boss or rove of the outside, it's called kiludami. So here we should have a shadow that we do say the meat inside goes boss of the rove outside, to make it considered like rove is outside, like the yilud. So we're saying, Lord, maybe that's not the pshan and Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about kagoyin, sheyotza, ruba, the meat aver. It could be the opposite way. That lamaisa, rove of the uberstak is outside. Just what makes up rove is a meat of the arm that's outside and rove of that arm is still inside. Or Kamashman, then the Chiddush Mishnah is Le Shavkin and Ruba the Uber the Behem of Yadlin Abasar Aver. That we do not say leave over the robe of the Uber, but rather look at this arm itself, and to say that since robe of the arm is still inside, even the meat that's outside should also be considered like it's inside. That's the Chiddush. No, we do not say this. And since Lamais the robe of the Uber is outside, even though it's only made up with the meat, with a small part of this arm, but Lamais is Tiraki Ludami. And therefore, the Mishnah says that has a Kedushas Bechor on it. But to our Shalom, it could be, we're not patient. Now the Gemara says, Bo'i Rav, Rav has a Shalom like this. What's going to be Korchoi Besiv? Again, this Uber, before it comes out of the mother's womb, you wrap it around Besiv. Rashi says that God of Nichrach grows around the deck of the palm tree. So Kitzi, you wrap it around the Uber, and then it comes out through the womb. Is the womb still Mekadashir Anat Mahu? The other shalva is betalisima, let's say wrap around the uber in the mother's stomach with a talis, and then it goes out. So the kids, it's not really touching the rechem. Is that mekadosh it still or not? Usually what's mekadosh the bechor is the fact when it comes out, it touches the rechem is mekadosh it. But over here, there's like a chatzitz in between the uber and the rechem and the womb. So that's a shalva, these things are chaytus or not. Bishalisima, let's just wrap around with its own placenta. So we ask the question, b'shalisa ruchu, that's always the way an uber comes out with this placenta. That's not called a chatzitza. Eli rather means like this, b'shuya cheres mal, it comes out wrapped around somebody else's placenta. Is that called a chatzitza or not? Korchosa v'yachzosa v'yetziyosoi. Let's say, Stam, the mother wraps it around the uber, and somebody takes it out, mal. Zechidam, what's the case talking about? Idinofik derech reisha, if the head comes out first, and after the head comes up first, then they wrap around the rest of the body and pull it out. So there's a question, potrosei. Like once the head came out, that's called a leida. Rashi says, Reisha, Lerechem, The Kodesh Shmiat has the Kedushas Bechor already. The Yotzer Roisha raised their Kilut, it's called like it's born already. Eldik Shalom must be the Nofer Derech Magloisov, where it came out through its feet first. Its feet came out first, and Rashi says, before a robe of it came out, then you wrapped it around. That's the Shal, is this called a Chatzitza or not? Now the Gemara says, what's going to be Bolosu Chuldo? Let's say a weasel, like, swallows up the fetus. The weasel puts its mouth inside the womb of the mother and swallows up the fetus. That's called Balusoi Chuda, where it brings it out to Maho. Is that called Kedushas Bechor or not? Zemora says, Hoitziyu, Hoafiktei. Like, if he takes it out, Sechur Pshita, it's no good. Pshita has no Kedusha. If either the weasel took it out, that's not called a Leda. All the cases like this. Beluso, that true, the weasel first swallowed the weasel, the fetus, v'yaitziyos, and he brought it outside the womb, but then v'yachnisos, v'yachiyos, again he put as the weasel went back in again, and spit it out back into the womb, and then v'yotzmele of this fetus went out by itself, so now that's a shiloh. Now that it came out, lemais at the end, by itself, through the womb, is the womb a kadishit, or maybe no, since it went out already once through the weasel, it has no kadushas b'chor. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be hidvik? Let's say somebody joined together two wombs from two different animals. Hidvik shnei rechomim v'yotze mizeh v'nichnas lezeh, and this fetus went out from one womb and went into the other one. So is that called a lady or not? Didei potet lav didei lepotet. Maybe only its own, its womb part, the womb only part is itself. But here, where it went out through another womb, maybe it's not called Peterechim. I do, Madalab Didei Nami Potter. Even though it went through another womb, so what? The mice is still a womb of an animal, and the mice is still called Peterechim. So maybe it still has the Kedushas Bechor. So in all these Shalos, the Gemara says, take us to Shiloh, whether in such a case that Uber has a Kedushas Bechor or not. Voyu Rav Acher, Rav Acher has a Shal like this. What's going to be is Niftechu Koisle Beserechim. Let's say the walls of the womb opened up very wide, and now like the fetus just falls out. Mahu, doesn't touch the sides of the rechem, is it still Mekadosh or not? The shaluri is Avir Rechem Mekadosh. Is it just the fact that it passes by the space, the air of the womb, that's what's Mekadosh it, and here it went through that air space? Or do it maybe know it's Negiyas Rechem Mekadosh, the fact that the Uber touches the sides of the rechem, that's what's Mekadosh it usually. Voleka, here the fetus did not touch the walls of the womb since they opened up so wide, it didn't touch it. So that's a shalom, does it have a Kedushas Bechor or not? Another shalom would be Boi Ma Baravashi, Nekru Koisle Beserechem. Let's say the walls of the womb were torn away. What's the halacha? Mal. So Mor says, Nekru, if the walls were torn away, let's naya, so pshit, there's no Kedushas Bechor, the womb is not here. Ela means like this, Nekru v'tol lebet savori. Let's say the walls of the womb were torn away, and now it rests, let's say, it's rested upon the neck of the uber. Let's say now the rechem is upon the neck of the uber. So that's a shayla mau. Bimkoyma mekachi, shlebim koyma lo mekachi. Is the uber, is the rechem only mekachi in its right place? And here it's not in its right place, it's not mekachi the uber. I do, mishlebim koyma, not mekachi. Even though the womb was torn out of its place, but Lamaisa the Uber went through the womb, so even though it's not in the right place, maybe still it would give the Kedushas Bechor on it. So, that's also a Shaila. Boi Minei Reb Yirmi Reb Zera. Reb Yirmi is a Shaila from Reb Zera like this. What's going to be if Nigmanu Koisle Beserechem? Let's say the walls of the womb were like peeled off, so it's very, a lot of it was taken off. Now what's lucha? Now the uber comes through it, is it mekadosh or not? Omelis, he said, listen, konogas beboi, this is told in another shalom that was discussed already. The boyilon, that was asked, why the boy Reb Zera? Reb Zera is the shaila. The yamulon, some say, boy mene Reb Zera marabasi, that Reb Zera is the shaila from Rabasi like this. What's going to be oimed meruba laporitz? Let's say the oimed, like the part that's left of the womb is more than the part that was gone. In other words, again, it was peeled off the womb, the walls of the womb. Blessed is still Omer, there's more womb still there, more than the porous, more than the part that's taken away. And now the Yotzer Derech porous, and now the Uber goes through the part that's gone, through the porous. Or else what's going to be porous moved by Omer? Another shot. Let's say most of the womb was peeled away. Is the opening is more than the womb itself. But the Yotzer Derech Omer, but the Uber now goes through and touches the wall, whatever that little part of the womb that's left. So that's a sharla, is it mekavish or not? So Moses says, "Ad kan loy boilei el poritz meruba lomit." Where is the sharla only, even though it's more opened, but di koimet boilam? Rakoparim, there is still some wall, there is still part of the womb there. But since there's still part of the womb there, that's a sharla when it comes through there, is a mekavish or not? But in case of all the wall of the womb was peeled away, look at Mibodlay, then Avadah is no shalom, the Avadah has no Kedusha, then Avadah cannot be Mekadesh, the Uber. Since there's no left, there's no more meat of the wall of the Uber, those things was peeled away, so Pshit is not Mekadesh, the Uber. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be? Behemah Shumais Uber B'toich Meyeho. Let's say you have a behemoth, and the fetus inside the behemoth dies. What's inside the stomach, it dies. And now the shepherd sticks his hand through the womb of the animal, and he touches the uber, he touches the dead fetus inside. So the Mishnah says, whether the behemoth is tome, whether the behemoth is tor, the mice that uber has no tumma, since it's blue, it's inside the mother's stomach, whoever touches it there is tor. However, Rabbi Yosef, it depends. If the animal is a behemoth tameyah and a chlami, then the uber inside is tameh. But if it's a hoira tor, but if the animal is tor, then the uber also remains tor. So here's the machloekas Tanakama and Rabbi Yosef Lili. So Morris says, my tamar Tanakama. What's the tamar of the Tanakama? Why do you say, even though the uber is mace, mefrat is a behemoth tameyah, why do we say if you touch it inside, you're still tor? The chur should have tumas novela on it. Some Rav Chizur says, "Kal v'chaim, it's a kal v'chaim. Imoilu imoy lahatiru be'achilo. If the fact that this uber is still inside the mother's stomach, at least by behemoth Torah, that this mother's stomach helps enough. If you make a shrit on the mother, like we had before, the shrit aim would help to be matir this uber. If so, le'toyla le'torah madenavela, doesn't it help enough to say, since it's still inside the mother's stomach, that it has no tumah yet?" Madach, the mother's stomach helps enough, that's called in the mechitzas, that a shchita will be matur even be achila, it's not chala, didn't nevela treif on it, so pshita, that a vader is no tumas nevela chala, doesn't have a shem nevela yet, until it comes outside, yotzli avroilam, because the man is still inside the mother's stomach, does not have a din nevela on it, doesn't have the issa nevela, who a din pshita doesn't have the tumas nevela on it, therefore Tanakama says, even though the shepherd puts his hands inside and touches it, Avadah is still Tahor. Samura says, very good, this Kal v'chomer is Ashkechon Behemoth Torah. That's the Svar of the Behemoth is Torah. So since the Shchitas, the mother helps, that the Svar is no Yisroom Chala on this Uber yet. But Behemoth Temei Minolon, but a Behemoth Temei that has no Shchita, has no Heter on it. So how do you know there that Tumas Nevel is not Chal when the Uber is Mace in the stomach? Samura says, on the cross, the Pasuk says, V'chiyomos Mina Behemoth. Zu behemet tmeh, sabemet tmeh. Ashehi lochem liyokhlo, the posse goes on, zubidashin zu behemet Torah. That's talking about a behemet Torah. You saw in the same posse, it's iskush, behemet tmeh, le behemet Torah. There's ekish of the two. And therefore we dashin like this. Ma behemet Torah, just like behemet Torah. Ubritor, the uber inside the stomach, even though it's mace, it has no tumas nevela, is af behemet tmeh, even though the mother is a behemet tmeh, a pig, still, Ubritor, even though the baby inside, the fetus inside, died, but inside, it has no tumas nevela. That's the pshat from Tanakama about Mishnah. Now, Rabbi Yosef, Lili, he says, no, it depends by the behemoth tumeya, there we say it is tumey. So the question is, my time, what's the reason of Rabbi Yosef, Lili? Rabbi Yosef said like this, the Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, V'chol hoylech ha-kapav, any animal that's hoylech ha-kapav means it's flat legs, does not have a simen tyra, doesn't have parsois, it's not cut through, its hooves are not split. So that's called Chol herlech al kapo, it goes on its legs, the flat legs. Bechol achaye haleches, and any chaye that's moving. So we dash in mahalche kapayim bechayo to mesin lecho. If you have a mahalche kapayim, means of the uber, of the behemoth to me, if it's inside the uber, if the uber is inside the mother's stomach, even though the mother's alive, still has tame. When the uber inside is mace, it's tame. That's this pasuk of bechol herlech al kapo, bechol achaye haleches. Means mahalcha kapayim b'chaya to meislecha. So Moshe Elo Mayativ so kolot b'meya para. Let's say inside the cow's stomach there's a fetus there, and its hooves are not split. His so l'tamei should also be takam tamei. Why? To this mace inside to mahalcha kapayim b'chayahu. It's called mahalcha kapayim b'chaya. So Moshe says no. Mahalcha kapayim mahalcha yarba. When do we say the pasuk says it's tamnei? Only if the mother also is only has mahalche arba, means it does not have simen tyre, it doesn't have its hoofs to be split. But v'hai here, with this uber is inside the meyaporo, v'hai malechas arba, even though the uber is kolot, does not have its hoofs split, v'akoponim, it's in a mahalche shemena, it's in a poro that's called the mahalche shemena, therefore it doesn't have tumah inside.